Hello, Sig.
Hi, Doc. Can I hang over after the break, too?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, I can start now, then.
Okay, great.
How do you spell FODMAPs?
FODMAPs. Yeah, FODMAP. The FODMAPs diet. Yeah. Yeah.
Just FYI, I'm 77 and had Parkinson's for 4 years, but these are just general questions.
Okay.
I guess everybody's supposed to try to avoid wheat and milk. Would that be true?
Is everybody trying to avoid it? Did you say?
Should we all try to avoid it?
Well, not necessarily. I would say it's really much, much, much more common than people realize. But I typically, with patients, I offer to test them to see, because it can be such a big lifestyle change for them, and social change, and it affects our whole family typically. But yeah, those are two quite inflammatory foods. And you know, when you think about dairy, what other animal drinks the milk of another animal? Not that many,
right?
Unless they're right. Domesticated, and of course, wheat has been hybridized for the last many decades, to a point where it's just got more and more and more gluten added, which aggravates our guts quite a bit. I've had a lot of people that were sensitive to gluten here in the U.S., but once they go over to Europe, they do fine. It's amazing.
Oh, because the bread is okay. You know, white bread is safer than, is it?
White bread is safer? Well, I wouldn't say safer. I have seen some people tolerate it better rather than whole wheat products, but it's all in the amount of gluten. You know, gluten and the protein gliadin are the real culprits there.
And as far as milk goes, how about sheep milk or sheep cheese?
Yes, we do. IgG testing of various foods at Meridian Valley Lab, and often people will be able to tolerate goat milk and sheep milk compared to cow's milk. And one thing they found is goat's milk is very similar to human milk, so that's probably one of the easiest things to do. And a lot of infants, you know, that aren't able to be breastfed and they're put on cow's milk and don't tolerate it very well, they do well, or better at least, with goat's milk. So
there's this book out now.
Go ahead.
There's this book out now, The Plant Paradox, with the author, Dr. Gundry, says that, you know, he talks about all the other lectins in foods and thinks you should avoid a lot of things. Have you read that?
No, I haven't read that yet. He seems to be all over the internet, so I should get up to speed on that. But you feel like it's worth reading, huh?
Yeah, I think so. And a final question would be this: you know, besides taking HCL when you get older or be tested, how about taking additional digestive enzymes? That should be pretty safe, shouldn't it?
Yes, I think they're very safe. And yeah, just as the stomach stops producing hydrochloric acid as we age, something Dr. Wright calls gastropause, our pancreases also have a hard time keeping up with producing enough enzymes. You know, and one part of the pancreas handles insulin and blood sugar, but there's a big part of the pancreas that produces enzymes for digestion. And the low pH from the stomach acid often triggers the pancreatic enzyme release as the food passes by. So they're really all important. That's a good point.
Is it good to take the enzymes before you start eating or at the end?
I say eat a little bit of food, take some enzymes and HCL, and then a little more food, more enzymes, HCL, and do it that way. It tends to work better. If you take it before the food, then it tends to get into your bloodstream. But Sig, if you'd like to hold on, I can. We can continue this conversation after the news. Are you there, Sig?
Yeah, Doc. Thanks for that. I'll make it short and let the others come in.
Okay.
If you're thinking might be allergic to milk products, is cheese any better for you, or is it all the same?
You know, it's pretty much all the same, Sig. If you get tested for sensitivity to dairy, you know, oftentimes we'll check casein and different proteins in the dairy. But yeah, once you're sensitive to cow's milk, if you're showing a high sensitivity, then I would just eliminate all of it. And it's interesting, wheat and dairy seem to be more permanent sensitivities for people. You know, some people show up pineapple or green bean or almond or something like that. But once they get the dairy and the gluten out, they lose their sensitivity to other things, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Doc, I so much appreciate you and your outfit. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for the call, Sig.